USA Radio News.
A federal judge approved the $85 billion merger between AT&T and Time Warner today. What does this merger mean for you? Monica Mejeda is with Seventh Capital. She explains what we could see moving forward.
What you really have to note is now you have a large distribution player, which is AT&T. That's how you get your content, right? Wireless phones, maybe how you get your internet at home. Now they're going to have the opportunity to control content. And as technology changes, one of the biggest things that's on the cusp for wireless is 5G. So this ability to make your phone and the internet on your phone go as fast as the internet that you get at home. As soon as that happens, it changes everything.
President Trump is currently en route to Hawaii after leaving Singapore this morning. President is set to arrive around 9:50 Eastern time tonight and then arrive back at the White House tomorrow morning at 8:25 Eastern Standard Time. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I'm so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitren?
Calitren? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitren, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitren. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitren has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitren, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitren?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Tesla announced it would be laying off 3,600 workers as CEO Elon Musk made a promise earlier this year that the company would turn a profit in the second half of 2018. Ben Field is a union representative for the San Francisco Bay Area. He talks about how Tesla has been getting along with its workers.
In a word, Tesla's relationship with its workers has been terrible. Their safety record is terrible. They've got numerous occupational health safety violations. They've been caught hiding some of those violations by keeping them off the books. Their wages and benefits are lower than they are for the rest of the industry.
Some Democrats are not happy with President Trump's agreement with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, but one Democrat, former New Mexico governor and former ambassador to the UN Bill Richardson, said this was a great place to start.
Well, on the positive side, a potential normalization of relations, the two leaders getting to know each other, perhaps trusting each other.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
There are still a lot of details to be worked out regarding President Trump's agreement with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, but one thing will always be in question. How much did Dennis Rodman play a role in this peace process? Well, he joined ABC's Good Morning America to discuss what he was able to help with and ultimately if he wants any credit for making this happen.
If Trump wants the credit, he could take all the credit. He could have it all. I just want them to talk. And I said that with Obama, and Obama just pretty much blew me off. And I thought that I was a laughing stock, and I kept trying to tell people that he really wants to talk. He really wants to try to connect with the world, especially America.
Rodman was also asked about some of the human rights issues that go on in North Korea.
I just think that people think this peace treaty or whatever you want to call it, the summit was going to change something overnight. No, I never said that. I said just open the door. He wants to talk. You know, it takes time to try to heal all wounds. We can't put band-aids on certain things now and try to make it heal. We got to try to go from the ground up now.
Meanwhile, Senator Rand Paul joined Fox News to talk about how he would entice the North Koreans to give up their nuclear weapons.
I would offer them the allure of trade with Japan and South Korea and us, and expanded trade with China, and the allure of what trade and commerce brings basically to a country. He has to know. He's traveled the world. His people may not have ever seen the great opulence that there is in South Korea.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.